Oh, hot base. Okay, we went down to the arguing. Let's just go over half, basically halfway down the page on Kof Beis Amud Aleph Vahar De Rava the Rebbe Ilo'a Tanoihi. You should know what they said is a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya Sal, this basket Vegogusoni, this other kind of large basket Shemila on that they filled them with Kalim. The hit Bilon and they toiveled within a kli. Bein the Kodesh, Bein the Truma is Tahirin. Even for Kodesh, it's going to be Tahirin because there's no such thing as these industrial kalim that have a thin opening. So there's no reason to be gozer. That's like Rava. And Abishol Omer the Truma of Al Kodesh. Abishol says he's gozer. He says he's gozer for Kodesh, so he holds it because of a chitzitza like Elah. Okay, now. So this was Ari's question. Ihachi, Trumanami. These concerns seem to be valid concerns. Why are we also not concerned with Truma? Yeah, especially, yeah. Okay. So Laman, meaning, why are we allowed to tovel Kli B'toch Kli for Truma? For example, Chatzitza is easier to relate to because Chatzitza is an actual problem. Okay, so so then the Gemara answers. Laman Ka'aminan. Who are we speaking to over here? Who asks Shilas? To the rabbis. And who listens to the rabbis? It's Chaverim. It's the Chaverim. The holy Chaverim. Meaning, Chaverim means Talmidei Chachamim. Or the like. So Chaverim, Miya Yodi, they know. So basically, they'll be careful. Right? They'll be careful not to, maybe they'll drop the second clean afterwards and you make it float a bit so there should be probably Chatzit to them, make sure it's a large opening. So ask the Gemara though, Ihachi Kodesh Nami. Once you start saying, well, who we're talking with about, people who know, so Kodesh Nami. You should also, if you shouldn't apply this Chumrah. So answer the Gemara no, because Chazilei Amar Oretz. The Amar Oretz is watching and said, oh, he says, look at that rabbi, see that rabbi over there? He did a Kli B'toch Kli, but Ozil Matbil. And so too, this Amar Oretz is also going to do. He's going, I just, the Rav did it, so I also could do it. But he just doesn't realize that the Rav was careful that there was some water got between the two kalim, or it was a big opening. Okay, so then the Gemara asked back though. So Truma Nami, so Chazilei Amar Oretz. The when he does it for Truma, the Amar Oretz is also going to see him. As also the Rabbi Cohen toiling for the Truma with the Kli B'toch Kli, but Ozil Matbil, he's going to do it as well. Okay, so look, we're on Chof Bey's Amad Aleph about 15 lines from the bottom, from the like up. So we answer with Truma. We said Lo Mekablinan Minahu. We don't accept it from them. Meaning we don't. We said thank you for your Truma, but we don't want. So says the Gemara. Says Kodesh Nami. So we said thank you very much, we don't want your grapes, we've got plenty of grapes this year for our for Nesachim, we've got plenty of flour, it's okay, we don't need it, but the Havya Le'eva, the Amorites are going to start hating them. They say we're not good enough for them, they're not accepting our flour and our grapes, yeah, so the or our wine, so and our oil, yeah, so Truma Nami. Oh, so the Gemara says that if that's the case, then Truma Nami have you like Eva. Truma's also going to be having an Eva. You're going to say, I don't want your stuff, and they're going to be upset. But says the Gemara, no, there's not going to be Eva there. Why? Lo ich pasle. The Amoritz is going to say, it's his loss. Yeah? De ozil the oivle, the coin Amoritz. Chavre, because he's going to go and give to his friend, his Amoritz coin friend. Yeah? So that's going to be fine. So therefore, he's not stuck with it. He's just going to think that guy's stupid for not taking it, and it's fine. There's no Eva. Okay. So that's the reason, basically. So, fine. Because basically, like this, we're worried. Why do we do it by Kodesh? Because with Kodesh, we're worried if an Amoritz is going to see somebody do it with Kodesh, he's going to do it himself, and the Kodesh is eventually going to get come back to him, and they can't refuse it. So it's problematic. So we don't want to do this, so they're going to copy us. But with Truma, even if they copy, it doesn't matter because the coin, we're not going to accept that from them, and there's not going to be a problem with Ava. So. And says the Gemara, man tana de chayish le'eva. Who's concerned about the amarotzim hating the or feeling hated or whatever? There's negative feelings between the amarotzim and the Talmud Chachamim. So it's Rebbe Yosi the Tanya. Rebbe Yosi, Amar Rebbe Yosi says Rebbe Yosi. Bit name Martin. This could be even a Gemara Mishnah coming up. A kol ne'amonim. Everybody's believed al toras yayin. The sanctity of wine, v'shemen and oil. Kol yomei shoshana all year round. Yeah, is because kidei shelo yei kol echad ve'echad. This is a brayso actually. So each person shouldn't go. V'hoylech abayna bomalat. So he's going to build his own personal altar in his backyard. V'soyrif para adumalat. So he's going to do his own para aduma because everyone's going to say, you know, I'm not good enough for them, so I'm going to create my own shul or own this, own that. And then the problem is they're not going to be led by a competent Torah authority. So Amar Papa says, "Rav Papa, Kaman Makablinon Ha'idna." Like, who do we accept? I'm Makablinon, right? Idna now, basically. Sadusa means testimony. Me Amar Oretz from Amar Otzim, right? Is even though because there's some questions about the testimony. Kaman Rabbi Yosi. We in the big picture, we're looking up. We're gonna go like Rabbi Yosi, and we're gonna accept them. Okay. So now, fine. So we've dealt with the problem of the food itself, yeah? But says the Gemara, v'nicho shlasheila, why are you not concerned that we know that people are not particular with borrowing kelim? That chaverim actually borrow kelim from the Amarotim. Okay? So, and if the when we have truma, that the chaverim toivel akli b'toch kli, and we said that the Amarot is going to go and see it, yeah, and he's going to do it himself. So we said, it doesn't matter, because the food, we're going to say, no, listen, we don't need your food. And he'll go and give it to his Amarot's friends. But we borrow kelim from him. The kelim are going to be Tomei. So what's, right? And we're going to prove now, it's about a long proof, that we borrow, that Talmidei Chachamim borrow kelim from Amarotim. Ditanan, we have the Mishnah. Kli Charis. You have a Kli Charis, is Matzil Alakol. It has the ability to choitzates to stop Tuma getting through it. Yeah, divrei beis hillel, that's the word, okay? So that means it says everything within it. So let's, in a simple case, let's just say you got a kli charis that's sealed at the top, yeah, or alternatives, another case that Rashi brings, basically you got a lower floor and an upper floor, and in the lower floor is a dead person, and in the upper floor there's a skylight, and he puts a kli charis in the skylight, blocks up the skylight with a kli charis. And the back of a kli charis is choitzeitz. But that only choitzeitz when the kli charis is tahor. But if it's not tahor, yeah, then the tumor will go through it. The principle is that something is only choitzeitz, a kli charis at least, if it's tahor. So basically I'll say that basically if you've got a dead person downstairs and stuff upstairs and they've got clean between, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Now, Beis Shammai Omrim, they say depends. So, Einoi Matzil Ella Aloichlin, it only saves, meaning that it's Tahor, the food, Va'al Mashkim, and the drinks, yeah, Va'al Klicheres, and also on pottery vessels, those are kelim that cannot be put into the mikvah. So basically, the machlokis over here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai really is, what's the story with the kelim that you can toivel in the mikvah? Meaning metal kelim, wooden kelim, things of the like. Right, we call them kli shetef in halach. What it was with the kli shetef, okay? Shetef means you can wash them in the mikvah. So amru lahem. So now they said to them, Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai. They said, Mibnei Ma, what's going on? This, you're not very consistent over here. It's a bit strange, yeah. What's with these the metal vessels? You got to take them to the mikvah, yeah. So amru Beis Shammai. Mipnei Shu Tomei, because it's Tomei, that Kli Charis over there is Tomei Al Gavah Amaretz. Oh, you've got to expect that all of the Kalim of Amaretzim are Tomei, because they're just certain things they just don't know. So, the Ein Kli Tomei, Choytzeitz, and a Kli Tomei, like we just said before, can't be Choytzeitz. So, therefore, the tumor's going to get from ground floor to first floor. So Omru Lahem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel is doing fine. Okay, I hear. But hello Tihartem Oichlam Mashkin. But you yourself said the food and drink, yeah, Shabbat Soichel is fine. So you know, it seems to be saying that it does save. So what's going on? You don't make sense. So Omru Lahem Beis Shammai. Says Beis Shammai back to Beis Hillel. Kishi Tiharnu Oichlam Mashkin. When we purify the Oichlam Mashkin, Shabbat Soichel, which was in the Kli Charis or on the upper floor, is La'atzmoi Tiharnu. We did it for him, for his own personal Amoretz consumption. So we're not going to eat that because we don't eat around his house. He doesn't eat badat. Yeah. So aval, yeah, or the like. Okay. Aval nitar. Are we gonna like? Are we gonna nitar es hekli? We're gonna say it's kalim atar shatara soy that hits purity has ramifications lucha for you, Mr. Tam Chacham Beis Hillel, uloy, and also for him. So as soon as these, so you see over here, because the kalim may come back to the chaverim. So therefore, we're going to have to tell him that it's Tomei, so nothing should negative should happen. So anyway, this we're going to come back to this. That we see over here that they borrow from them. Now, Tanya related the Tanya. We got another Brisa. We're saying basically on the same point. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua. Boisheni, I'm embarrassed. Midivreichem from your words, my fellow rabbis, Beis Shammai. Efsha Isha. Is it possible that a woman can be losha, but a raven? She's kneading, and a raven is like a kneading trough. And we're going to say, and let's see, she's on the top floor over here. And in between one floor and the other floor, there's this Kli Charis, there's a dead person downstairs. So Isha of Areva Tamei, we're going to say the woman and the kneading trough of Tameim, Shiva, 7 days because of its tumor's mace. Yeah, Ubotek Tar, and the dough is going to be Tar. That doesn't sound very logical. I found that sounds stupid. So I'm embarrassed for you. Okay, login, similar case. Login is like some kind of like jugs, yeah. A mash, right? Molly mashkin that are filled with liquids, yeah. Login, Tomei, we're going to say the vessels themselves are Tomei, Tumah Shiva for 7 days, but mashkin to Hoirim, and the wine's going to be tar. Psh, doesn't make sense, but Beis Shammai. So now, Nitfal Loi, now, he accompanied him to Rabbi Yeshua, Talmud Echad, one of the Talmudim, Talmud Beis Shammai. And he said to Rabbi Yeshua, he said, Omaloi, should I say to you, Tam and Shel Beis Shammai? Do you want me to explain to you the reason of Beis Shammai? So Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Amar, lo, Amor, say. So Amar loy. So the Talmud said to him, Kli Tomei Choytzeitz or Eino Choytzeitz? Does a Kli Tomei, can it be Choytzeitz before the tumor or not? So Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, Amar loy, Eino Choytzeitz, not Choytzeitz. So Kli Shel, so the Talmud said back to him, Kli Shel Amar Oretz, Tomei or Tor? What is the status of a Kli of Amar Oretz? So Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, Amolo, Tomei. Okay. So said the Talmud said back to him, so you're going to tell him that? Imato Omoloi, Tomei, if you're going to tell the Amar Oretz, you know, you're Kalim and Tomei, yeah, Klum Mashiach Alecha, he's not going to listen to you. And furthermore, yeah, the Lord, El Shimato Omoloi, Tomei, if you're going to tell him Tomei, you know what he's going to say to you? He's going to say, Omelacha, he's going to say to you, Shalito, I, mine the Torah, and Shelcha Tomei, yours are Tomei. So, and says the Talmud, Zehu Taimu Shel Beis Shammai. This is the reason of Beis Shammai. You think it doesn't make sense? You know, it doesn't make sense because this is Gezeiros made for people who don't make sense. Because since the people don't make sense, we've got to make these funny rules up. So, Rabbi Shua was like, oh. So, Miyad, Holach Rabbi Yeshua, Minishtatech, and he prostrated himself, Al Kivre Beis Shammai, on the gravestones of Beis Shammai. Okay, Omer Ne'enesi, I spoke too harshly, Lechem, Atmos Beis Shammai, the bones of Beis Shammai. Umar Stumos Shelechem, Kach, the things that I seemingly didn't understand, the mamash makes sense. Mufurosh Al Achas Kamavakamas, so basically everything you say is makes sense. So, Omru, people said, Kol Yomov Hushkaru, all of his days, they were Hushkaru, they were blackened the sheen of his teeth, Mimnei Tani Oysov, because of all the fast that he made. We're about 15 lines down on Chof Beis, Abba Beis. Okay, Kitani Mihas, we see over here, anyway, from we said in two lines, well, top line, second line, it says, Lucha Aloy, so that the vessels are taught for you and for him, for Talmud Chachamim. So Alma, we see Shailin and Minayim. We have proved that we borrow from Amaratzim. So if we borrow from Amaratzim, therefore a person shouldn't be able to toivel a Kli v'toch Kli, because maybe the Amaratzim is going to see him. Yeah, he's going to do it himself, and then we're going to borrow from him, and then we're going to be basically borrowing a Tomei Kli. So Kasha. So that's the Gemara. Oh, no, it's not a problem. Kishalin and Minayim, when we borrow from them, that'd be linen glue. No, posh it, we take it to the mikvah. It's very straightforward. We borrow it and then we take it to the mikvah. Okay. Oh, Iachi, what's that? Well, he said over there, Kli Charis, we won't borrow those. I suppose, yeah, good. But Tosafot speaks about these things, right? So Iachi, but we've got a different kasher over here. He hachi nihadju lehu beis hillel beis shammai. That machlokes we basically have been beis hillel and beis shammai before, basically boiled down to the argument was between kli sheta, metal kalin. Right, basically, Beis Shammai says it's Tomei because it may get back to you, and Beis Hillel says, oh, it's all, everything's fine. So why don't Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, Kishal Inu Minayu, when we borrow from them, we'll be Machme, we'll just be Toivel them. So, you know, so we could say everything's Tahor, and we'll map with them. So answer the Gemara, Tomei Meis by Hazar Gimel Shiva. Right, with Tomei Meis, you have to actually do it as a procedure. You have to do it right. You have to sprinkle on the third day and the seventh day. A mono l'shiva yomi and a vessel for 7 days. Lo mush l'inshi, and people don't lend a kli for 7 days, so you can't fix it up. So a kli that you could fix up, right, that didn't have a problem with Tomei Meis, yeah. Then you could just be toivel it. So then you could do kli b'toch kli for truma and things that had a shail of Tomei Meis. Then just. We tell him that it's Tomei, the Amar Haaretz, and therefore he'd do it himself. Okay, now, so, says the Gemara, but Tefillah lo mehemni, you were just saying that we don't believe in the Tefillah because we toivel it ourselves afterwards. But by the time we got a Braisa, it says, Ne'em monim Amar Haaretz al Taras Tefillah Tevei Meis. They all believe the Amar Haaretz on the sanctity of toiveling Tevei Meis. Kasha, so you do all believe on Tevilah. So I'm a buyer. No, he says low Kasha. Habagufoy, one's talking about his body. When his body, he takes it more seriously, and he's gonna be careful, and he's gonna be tall. We believe him. Yeah, have a Kalev, but with his vessels, we don't believe him. That's one answer. Rava Amar, Idi Baidi Bechelav. They're both talking about his Kalev. Sometimes we believe him, sometimes not. But low Kasha. Had Amar, in the case where we believe him, he says of this. Me oilom lo hitbalti klibatochli. I never do that. I always do one by one. Yeah, first and I'm very careful to let it go a little bit or dip my hand in the mikveh first, and that's fine. Yeah, hard ammo, but this one said, oh yeah, I did. And Tavalti, I toiled it. I did a kli in another kli. But I didn't toy. I made sure it was a big kli, right? I didn't right. It could be. I was thinking when I learned Aris Levin yesterday, though, that this. He didn't say that because if he says that, he kind of knows it, right? So I think if you would ask him, you say, "Did you toyvel?" He said, "You toyvel this." Yeah, I said, "Yeah." He says, "Did you do it in a kli b'toch kli?" And he said, "Yeah." So then. Which is now this is a problem over here. So you can ask him, say, but how wide was the kli that you did it in? You know, the outside one. So maybe over there, because he doesn't really realize it's an issue. So he says, he's not going to think about it, he's not going to take it seriously. And therefore, you can't believe what he says, because he's not going to, maybe, I don't know. But anyways, but you don't believe him there. But Tanya, we're going to bring a similar thing, basically like this. Ne'eman Amaretz, Amaretz is believed to say, Perus lo huchshu. These Perus never got wet. Fine, that we believe him. But if he's going to say, Aval Eino Ne'eman, he's not believed to say like this, Loma Peirus Huchshu, they were Huchshu, they got wet, but I was very, very careful. Aval Alon Nitzbu, don't worry, you're right, because he doesn't know all the small pratim and whatever, what could potentially be a problem, so therefore, that's why we wouldn't believe him. Now, Agufoy, back to, this is a kasha now on Abaye. Abaye, yeah, said made a chiluk. He said on the gufo is Ne'eman, but on this kalev is not Ne'eman. So is it true a gufo mi Ne'eman? Is he believed? For Tanya, chover, you got a talmud chacham shabo lahazos. Right, and he came and he said, you know, I'm ready for now for my third day sprinkling. Please sprinkle me. So Mazin Olav Me'ad, they sprinkle on him his third day sprinkling. That's Tmei Meis, yeah, and. And then fine, and then you do another one in 7 days, right? But Amar Oretz Shabal Lahazois. If Amar Oretz was said, "Hey, it's my day three. Please, will you sprinkle the mechatas on for me?" Yeah, Ain Mazin Olav. You do say no. First of all, we want to make sure you do the first 3 days correct because we have to make sure that he doesn't walk over inadvertently over another oil or mace, right? We got to make sure he's really not, you know, this thing. He didn't walk under a tree, yeah, that had a grave. You know, like, you know, there's not so posh. So we said, no, you know, you stay here, locked up in this room in Bidud for 3 days, and then we'll sprinkle for you. Yeah, and we're gonna have video cameras to make sure you don't do anything funny. Okay, Ein Mazin Lov Achi Yaseh Bifanei. No, he's got to do it in front of us. Shli Shiva Shvi. Right, the third and the seventh day. So you see over here, you know, he's not believed on the sanctity of his guf. So Kasha, so Ella Amo Abaye, says Abaye, so it's like this. Because since of the chumrah that you were machmir on him in the outset, meaning that you made him start the 3 days again, right, and it was very difficult, he lost 3 days, yeah, and it's just a real hassle, and they're very demanding, these rabbis. So therefore, he's going to be kalta Allah for so far. You're going to be lenient with him in the end because he's going to be very careful to make sure he nails it and gets it right and he doesn't mess it up. So therefore, he's going to toivel well, and you can believe him. Okay, back to the Mishnah. It said acharayim v'toich. So like this, my acharayim v'toich. What is the acharayim v'toich? So like this, k'tanam, a kli shenitzma. You've got a kli that has multiple work surfaces, meaning it's a multi-purposed kli, yeah, and it's a gewaldic thing. It has, you can use the bottom, you can use the side, you can use the rim, yeah, you can use the handle, you can do a lot of things, you can impress your friends with it, yeah. So the kli, so if it was nitma acharav, so a sheretz touched the back of it, the back, you know, you could flip it over and you can use the back, yeah, but mashkin, with mashkin, which is the tumah derabonan, tumah's mashkin derabonan, so we say that acharav tameim, that part that it touched is tameh, the back section, yeah, but the toicho, the inside, the oigno, the rim, the oizno, the handle, and yodov is like a handle of a frying pan, so in all those points, all those bits are tohorin. But if nitma toichoy, if the inside became tame, kulo tame, it's all tame. Rashi explains that the reason we do this is kind of strange, because normally if a bit of a kli is tame, the whole thing's tame. But since it's only a tumah derabanan, and we don't want people to go and be so rave kodshim that only tame min derabanan, so therefore we make this kind of hecka distinction, because people realize and you know, say, oh, what, wait a second, and the thinking Jews. Now, Ubeisat Svita. What is Beisat Svita? So my Beisat Svita, what is the Beisat Svita? So the two Peshatim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mokum Shetsovtu. It's a place where he handles it. It's a handle, basically, for grasping it. Yeah, V'chedu Omer, V'yitzbot Lo Kelly. Right? And he, Boaz gave to Ruth a bit of roasted grains. Okay, he handed it to her. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Yochanan, he's got a different answer. It's a mokum shenakia das, the sensitive people who the careful with the food. So toivin, that they dip their food in it. It's like one of those things we have in the kiddushes, right? That we have with the platters with a cut vegetables in the middle. You have the little thing in the middle where you put the Thousand Island stuff dressing in. So that's what it is. It's a dipping station. Okay? So that's it. So Tani Rav Bevoy Kome de Rav Nachman. Okay, Kol Hakelim, all Kalim, Ein Lehem Achorayim V'Toich, don't have Achorayim V'Toich, meaning we don't make a distinction. If you touch one bit, the whole thing is Tomei. Right? Whether Echad Kodshi a big dash, whether if it's Kodshi a big dash, it's Kodshim, which we said was basically you don't make a distinction, only Truma make a distinction. V'Echad Kodshi Gvul, and also Kodshi a Gvul. So the question is, what's Kodshi a Gvul over? That's what we're going to take issue with. So Amalek, Kodshi a Gvul, simply Kodshi means the holier things that are within the perimeters of Israel, which means mining. That's talking about truma. It's the things that grow in Israel. Yeah, but nan acharayim v'toich ubeisat svita l'truma. We do make a distinction between the back and the other things. If it was tamei mashkin. So what's going on? Since he said that maybe when you said over here kachi gvul, maybe you meant dilma l'chulin shenas al taras kodesh. Maybe you really meant, you wasn't talking about truma. Maybe it was simulated kodesh, which we saw, yeah, has these chumras. So and he said, oh, why? It's charton milsa. Yeah, you remind me of something. To Amri Rabba Baravua, right? We saw this before. Achas esri milus shanu kan. There was 11 milus taught in the Mishnah. Sheish rishonos, the first six. Bein the kodesh for actual kodesh. Bein the chulin shenasul al teres a kodesh, and so too for chulin that are made simulated. Kodesh, and that would be this, yeah. And Acharonos, the latter five are the Kodesh about Loy Lechulin Shinasal Tavos Kodesh. Okay, we will stop here.